Chapter 35, Obedience. We should obey God willingly.
Question: What difference does it make to obey willingly rather than unwillingly? When Jesus was on the earth, a lawyer asked him a question. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. From these scriptures, we learn how important it is for us to love the Lord and our neighbors. But how do we show our love for the Lord? Jesus answered this question when he said, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. John chapter 14, verse 21. Each of us should ask ourselves why we obey God's commandments. Is it because we fear punishment? Is it because we desire the rewards for living a good life? Is it because we love God and Jesus Christ and want to serve them? It is better to obey the commandments because we fear punishment than not to obey them at all. But we will be much happier if we obey God because we love Him and want to obey Him. When we obey Him freely, He can bless us freely. He said, I, the Lord, delight to honor those who serve me in righteousness and in truth unto the end. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 5. Obedience also helps us progress and become more like our Heavenly Father. But those who do nothing until they are commanded and then keep the commandments unwillingly lose their reward. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 26 through 29. Question: How can we increase our desire to obey?
We can obey without understanding why.
Question: Why do we not always need to understand the Lord's purposes in order to be obedient? By keeping God's commandments, we prepare for eternal life and exaltation. Sometimes we do not know the reason for a particular commandment. However, we show our faith and trust in God when we obey Him without knowing why. Adam and Eve were commanded to offer sacrifices to God. One day an angel appeared to Adam and asked why he offered sacrifices. Adam replied that he did not know the reason. He did it because the Lord commanded him. See Moses chapter 5, verses 5 through 6. The angel then taught Adam the gospel and told him of the Savior who was to come. The Holy Ghost fell upon Adam. And Adam prophesied concerning the inhabitants of the earth down to the last generation. See Moses chapter 5, verses 7 through 10, and Doctrine and Covenants section 107, verse 56. This knowledge and great blessings came to Adam because he was obedient.
God will prepare a way.
The Book of Mormon tells us that Nephi and his older brothers received a very difficult assignment from the Lord. See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Nephi's brothers complained, saying that the Lord required a hard thing of them. But Nephi said, I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded, for I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. When we find it difficult to obey a commandment of the Lord, we should remember Nephi's words. Question: When has the Lord prepared a way for you to obey Him?
No commandment is too small or too great to obey.
Sometimes we may think a commandment is not very important. The scriptures tell of a man named Naaman who thought that way. Naaman had a dreadful disease and traveled from Syria to Israel to ask the prophet Elisha to heal him. Naaman was an important man in his own country, so he was offended when Elisha did not greet him in person, but sent his servant instead. Naaman was even more offended when he received Elisha's message, Wash 7 times in the river Jordan. Are not the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? He demanded. He went away in a rage, but his servants asked him, If the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean? Naaman was wise enough to understand that it was important to obey the prophet of God, even if it seemed a small matter. So He washed in the Jordan and was healed. See 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. Sometimes we may think a commandment is too difficult for us to obey. Like Nephi's brothers, we may say, "It is a hard thing God requires of us." Yet, like Nephi, we can be sure that God will give us no commandment unless He prepares a way for us to obey Him. It was a hard thing when the Lord commanded Abraham to offer his beloved son Isaac as a sacrifice. See Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 13. See also chapter 26, Sacrifice. Abraham had waited many years for the birth of Isaac, the son God had promised him. How could he lose his son in such a way? The commandment must have been exceedingly difficult for Abraham. Yet, he chose to obey God. We too should be willing to do anything God requires. The prophet Joseph Smith said, "I made this my rule. When the Lord commands, do it." Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 160. This can be our rule also. Question: when have you received blessings as a result of your obedience to commandments that seemed small?
Jesus Christ obeyed His Father.
Question: what examples come to mind when you think of Jesus Christ obeying His Father? Jesus Christ was the sublime example of obedience to our Heavenly Father. He said, "I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me." John chapter 6, verse 38. His whole life was devoted to obeying His Father, yet it was not always easy for Him. He was tempted in all ways as other mortals. See Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. In the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt." Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Because Jesus obeyed the Father's will in all things, He made salvation possible for all of us. Question: how can remembering the Savior's example help us be obedient?
Results of obedience and disobedience.
Question: what are the consequences of obeying or disobeying the Lord's commandments? The kingdom of heaven is governed by law, and when we receive any blessing, it is by obedience to the law upon which that blessing is based. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 through 21, and section 132, verse 5. The Lord has told us that through our obedience and diligence, we may gain knowledge and intelligence. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 18 through 19. We may also grow spiritually. See Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 23 through 24. On the other hand, disobedience brings disappointment and results in a loss of blessings. "Who am I, saith the Lord, that have promised and have not fulfilled? I command, and men obey not. I revoke, and they receive not the blessing. Then they say in their hearts, This is not the work of the Lord, for His promises are not fulfilled." Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 31 through 33. When we keep the commandments of God, He fulfills His promises, as King Benjamin told his people. "He doth require that ye should do as He hath commanded you, for which if ye do, He doth immediately bless you." Mosiah chapter 2, verse 24.
The obedient gain eternal life.
The Lord counsels us, "If you keep my commandments and endure to the end, you shall have eternal life, which gift is the greatest of all the gifts of God." Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. The Lord has described other blessings that will come to those who obey Him in righteousness and truth until the end. "Thus saith the Lord, I, the Lord, am merciful and gracious unto those who fear me, and delight to honor those who serve me in righteousness and in truth unto the end. Great shall be their reward, and eternal shall be their glory. And to them will I reveal all mysteries, yea, all the hidden mysteries of my kingdom from days of old and for ages to come, will I make known unto them the good pleasure of my will concerning all things pertaining to my kingdom. Yea, even the wonders of eternity shall they know, and things to come will I show them, even the things of many generations. And their wisdom shall be great, and their understanding reach to heaven. For by my Spirit will I enlighten them, and by my power will I make known unto them the secrets of my will, yea, even those things which eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor yet entered into the heart of man. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 5 through 10. Questions. What does the phrase, endure to the end, mean to you? What can we do to stay true to gospel principles, even when it is unpopular to do so? How can we help children and youth stay true to gospel principles?
Additional Scriptures.
We came to earth to prove our obedience. Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. Obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. We should obey God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. John chapter 14, verse 15. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 78, verse 7. Section 132, verse 36. And Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 40. Jesus Christ was obedient. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 7. Children should obey their parents. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Chapter 6, verses 20 through 22. Chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Obey the prophet. Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verses 4 through 6. Blessings for obedience. John chapter 8, verses 29 through 32. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 22 and 41. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10. And 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 20. Obey the laws of the land. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 21 through 22. Section 98, verses 4 through 6. And section 134, verses 5 through 7. Consequences of disobedience. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 12. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 14. Section 93, verse 39, and section 132, verses 6 and 39. Endure to the end. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 53, verse 7. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. And Luke chapter 9, verse 62.
For teachers, you can help class members or family members think more deeply about a question by giving them time to ponder. After they have had enough time, ask for their responses. End of chapter 35, Obedience.